Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your girl, Jamie. There's an exciting news that I want to talk about because I'm in this part of this amazing show. It's called Pointing. I don't know if you guys watched it already, but we're having fun here. So it's like your favorite K-pop stars, K-pop idols are in a group and we just legit play games. And there's a Facebook page for Dive Studios. You can check out the episodes. All the episodes are on the Dive Studios page. So if you guys are interested in me and watching other idols play games, please enjoy the video for my team. See you then.
What would Jamie do?
Hi guys, welcome back to What Would Jamie Do? What Would Jamie Do? WWJD. This is your girl, Jamie. Instagram at WWJD underscore podcast. We have our number. It is +12093229953. We have our email, WWJD at thedivestudios.com. And we got rate and review on iTunes. We got Instagram and Twitter at WGD underscore podcast. Was good.
You know, you kind of sound like,
oh my gosh, what?
You kind of sound like Mila Kunis.
Who's Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis.
She voices Meg on like Family Guy. Do you watch Family Guy?
No.
I'll show you later.
Anyways, we have our guest here with
Jelly.
Jelly Stagram is here.
Stagram is here. Hi, guys. My name is Jelly. I'm from the States. I go to Yonsei University. I'm a fourth year, and I'm just here to help out again.
Okay, before we talk about those like submissions we have, this is a program that we take situations and would tell of what we would do in our own situations, yeah. Right? So, who's your favorite K-pop idol?
Jimin X Jamie.
I'm not an idol.
Never mind.
Who's your idol that you listen to these days?
I think everybody like knows who I like. I love. Is he an idol? I don't know.
Who?
Is Zayanti an idol?
Who?
Zayanti.
No.
I don't know idols. You know.
He's K-pop.
I love
K-pop artist.
So you want me to say like a group?
Yeah.
Basically. Okay.
No, like any singer in K-pop. It's okay.
I'm gonna say Zayanti.
Zayanti.
I love Zayanti. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Just like that. That's my favorite thing about him.
Is this right?
It's not supposed to go all the way up there. It's supposed to like be like baggy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, like that.
For those who are only listening, Jamie's basically just copying Jelly's clothes right now.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
She took my hat and she took my Actually, I took her hat, but
yeah, he copied my hat. He's a copycat. He likes my style.
I love that song by Billie Eilish. Stream Copycat by Billie Eilish.
Oh my god, bury your friend also. That's an impression of me, Billie.
Wow.
Sorry.
Did you see that, Billie?
Okay, whatever. So the first nickname you can read. Oh my god, this is a
That's
long
really long.
Ass
hey,
text.
Do you mind? You want to help me out and like read it?
Okay, let's go. All right,
give me. Okay, no. I don't even know how to.
Hemorrhoids.
Oh, hemorrhoids.
What's hemorrhoids?
It's like something in your ass.
Yeah, hemorrhoids is when you poop too. It's when you poop too hard.
You can get like a strain in your ass. Like you like.
Yeah.
I heard it hurts, but...
All right. So it says, Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
So I just graduated from college last December. Before I officially graduated, I worked as a part-time teacher in an after-school coding course.
After-school club.
And then I continue to work there full-time. I actually like my job a lot. I like being with kids and teaching them how to code. But even after graduating, I still get paid as much as I did when I was a part-timer. Which, of course, means I'm being underpaid. People around me question why I didn't choose another proper job with a higher salary. I could be working for a bigger company doing more important things with a more relevant job description, but I actually like this job better. As I said, I like to teach kids about things that I love, specifically coding. I also don't want to work a 9-to-5 sitting in front of a computer just to write lines of code and grab coffee when I'm bored. Sitting sucks because I have hemorrhoids anyway. Ha ha ha, sad face.
Okay, that was like too much information.
TMI.
I have hemorroids.
Yeah, thank you.
Ha ha ha.
Hi, what's your name?
I have hemorrhoids. Ha ha ha.
Ha. Oh, FYI. Okay, so.
What's FYL?
FYI means for your information, okay, just so you know. The work time for my current job is only half a day, so from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I understand that this is the consequence of choosing an easy job with less work time, less challenge, and less sitting, etc. But still, my current salary is way too low. I couldn't even buy What Would Jamie Do merchandise with my salary because it has all gone to paying my
bills.
Girl,
you're doing the wrong job.
And I'm also afraid that people will judge me because I didn't work as a programmer. I have a computer science degree from a really prestigious uni, and I only work as a coding teacher and even get underpaid. This is insane. I feel so unworthy. Should I just quit? But even if I quit, there are plenty of talented IT people out there who are better than me, so it's still hard to look for other jobs. What would you do in my position?
Okay, so I've been doing AC for at least 6 years, right?
She's old.
So nearly in 2 years of time, I need to get paid like
more
amount. Mm-hmm. So that the 2 years of limit of time is where I get upgraded of my pay. Like, I don't know how much, but I did not get it because I just love doing AC, like to meet new idols, just to talk to them every week. But then this year, because it's my 7th year now, if I do it until like April, mm-hmm. I told them, okay, bro, I was in AC like I was in JYP. Okay, 7 years, we're family. Give me more money.
Give me some more money, please.
Give me some more money. Because, yeah, I mean, like, money and respect and love, like, loving your job is totally different. So, I think I would be upfront and tell who's getting me paid mm-hmm. of how I feel. Like, I was, as a part-time job, I got this much, but I'm doing this until, like, a full-time job now. Mm-hmm. So, can I get a little bit more mm-hmm. of what I, you know, spend time with?
Yeah.
So, I would not thinking of quitting. There's a lot of way to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say no for your…
Pay.
I don't know. Quit?
Because it sounds like she wants to get paid more, but she doesn't want to change jobs. So if she doesn't ask.
But she likes it.
I know she loves the job. But if she doesn't ask for like what she wants, you gotta like, it's 2020. You gotta demand it now. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to be rude, but like be like, I've been working here ever since I was like intern or whatever, and now I'm full time as the job will allow me. I think I deserve a little more. Like, I love the kids. Like, I'm really good with kids and programming or coding.
And she doesn't have to get hemorrhoids.
Yeah, this, hemorrhoids. I mean, don't, you have hemorrhoids. So, like, get up. Stand up. Stand up for yourself.
Stand up for money. Yeah.
We're supporting you. Get that check.
Get that check, please. Like, you could actually say it. It's nothing wrong for you to not, you mm-hmm. know, not say it. All right. So, girl, that was an easy one. Like, yeah. Say it. If you don't get it, I think I would choose to stay. But if your budget is kind of shaking mm-hmm. and you can't get my WWJD merchandise, you should go find another place.
Job.
Maybe 7-Eleven. I don't know. JK. Find a better place that can offer you as much as you use your time. All right, we have
voicemail that we love listening to. Yes.
Love listening to.
Hi, Jamie. My name is Kayla, and I just first of all want to say that I love you so much, and I've loved you ever since day one. Okay, so my problem.
She was like, Dan. Okay.
Anyway,
so
enough of that.
There's this guy. He's my bestest friend of all time. He's my most favorite human being, and we have been together, friends for. Like 10 years now.
Woo!
And I think I've recently just realized my feelings for him.
Oh.
Oh my
my gosh, 10 years.
And now she's like, I kind of like you. Could you do that too?
Like, she's like, I can't believe, how can you feel, how can you catch a feeling for a guy that you knew for like 10 years? Are you fucking, are you really best friends?
They have to.
Because I don't get that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
At all.
She's a strictly friend or
like
love kind of person.
And I love this dude beyond the moon and back. But the problem is, I know that he does not feel that way with me at all. And that's because, first of all, I'm his friend. And I'm seen as like a guy to him. But second of all, in our culture, it is wrong or taboo to fall in love with like somebody of the same last name or surname, and we share the same surname. And so he has a more traditional thinking and he believes in that. So it's literally impossible, but I love this man so, so, so much. And I'm there to like help him with all these girl problems and everything. And it just hurts me a lot every single day. And I've been wondering, should I tell him or should I not? And I love our friendship, so like, I don't know, but it's always on my chest and I can't move on. And I haven't been with anybody for the longest time, and now I think I finally know why. Because I already have somebody in my heart.
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
What would you do in that situation?
You are so brave.
This is like a movie.
She's like, she's so up straight. I love that. She's like, I love this guy. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad for you. So like, okay, maybe just to keep it in cuff, I heard mm-hmm. that because you share the same surname, you cannot
mm-hmm.
be in a relationship. That's for the religious way, right?
Or their culture, like with their upbringing.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's really new for me because I didn't have… We don't really have that kind of…
No, there's nothing like
there,
that.
There is that in Korean, for specific last mm-hmm. names. Like rare last names in Korean. It actually is like a really big deal if you guys date each other. Like, it's like seen like incest. Mm-hmm. Like, parents would get really upset about it. So not like if you're like a Kim, you know, or a Lee, like where Kim, like hella people are…
Or like Namgung. uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe.
But no, there is Namgung.
Yeah. But if it's, you know, more rare Korean last name, Korean people do get a little bit weirded out about it.
Wow, okay. It's a really sad love story.
It is.
If you put it in a movie-wise, because you know that it cannot happen.
Yeah, but she wants it so bad.
But she wants it. I think, you know, in these dramatic scenes when you know that you cannot fall in love,
mm-hmm.
makes you more fall in love.
Mm, yeah.
So if they tell you that you cannot be in love with a teacher…
Something else.
No, you get attached with the teacher. We had a submission about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she fell in love with the teacher in university, right? Oh, I don't know how that went. But anyways, there was
mm-hmm.
these situations that if they tell you that you cannot be in a certain relationship or you cannot fall in love with this person, inside of you, there's this like 청개구리 effect. In Korea, we call it 청개구리. You listen to the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
You feel… more love and more loved attached.
Yeah.
So in Korea, there's actually these like psychologists said that most of the couples that when their parents do not want them to get married, mm-hmm. they fall in love deeper.
Yeah.
Just by saying no.
Because it's taboo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forbidden so love. If it's in a religious wise and he is really into that culture, I think it's going to be really hard for you to bring him back. And also he is actually… having those, you know, talks with you about other girls, then I'm pretty sure that it's not going to be like a really good relationship, even though you guys were in like ending in a good, like.
Do you know what this sounds like? This sounds like one of those movies where like they're best friends. He's dating a girl who's like really not good for him, and like she's like cheating on him, and then she's like, "You can't find love because like I've been in front of you the whole time. Like look at me." I think that's what she wants.
Yeah, and then he's like. But I don't want
we have the same last name.
but we have the same last name.
Change your last name.
She cannot be Chadney Yadav to Chadney Park. Okay.
You don't know her last name.
I don't know.
Just change it, girl. Like
no.
If it's possible, Go to the government right now.
She's not gonna go through her family's name.
She's not gonna change her last name, get married, and then change her last name back to her original last name.
That's stupid.
She's like, it never happened.
For me, girl, I think this is gonna take a long time. I know you fall in love. I know you think that you love him as back to the moon or whatever. But reality, what cannot happen, cannot happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna put it like really strictly in front of you. Get over it with him. Just see him as a good friend. If you want to, you know, see him as like an old, long friend, what he sees in you. Mm-hmm. You can always be there for him, even though you love him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be a relationship to show your love. Yeah. I know it's going to be really hard, but there are other people, other guys out there who's going to fill in your love.
But like, it would kill me to like not try. Like, also it would kill me to not try, but also kill me if I tried and then like, ruined the
I
friendship.
Changed my 30. She's gonna be like pressured and be like, you changed
the 30. But like, you have to like, for her to just like bring it up with like, maybe there's like even the slightest chance that he might like her, but she can't do that because she might mess up the entire like 10 years of their entire relationship. That's hard.
I think I would just go for the friendship.
I mean, probably, yeah, me too.
Yeah, because…
But if she's like… She says she loves him to the moon and back. I don't know what that means, like, as a brother or, like, as, like, she…
As a person. You know, like, you love. But you need to change that as a friend. Just, I mean, I know it's going to be hard because once you change your feelings, it's really hard to go back. Mm-hmm. But because… I think it's just the same for her situation, too. Yeah. They said, no, you cannot be in a relationship. So that's why it's getting her more… into the relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, but girl,
same last name.
That's what I would say for you. But I hope it turns out well. And if it does, please send a voicemail again.
Wait, I have one more thing to say. If you didn't have the same last name, do you think there'd be more of a chance? Like, ask yourself that. Like, if you guys didn't have the same last name, like, what would he think about possibly, like, being into you? You don't have to ask him, but like, just think about that. Think about that tonight. Or like, tonight. This morning. I don't know where you are.
Or like…
Right now.
Right now. Anyways, thank you for the submission. We have to talk about the celebrity advice. I keep saying like salad advice. I don't know why. I'll read it. Recently, Tommy Gashina revealed that she attended the wedding of two longtime fans who had met at her fan signing 14 years ago. Wow. Sunmi fulfilled her promise to sing at the couple's wedding and even stayed until the end to take photos. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, with artists being able to interact directly with their fans on social media, what advice would you give fellow artists and people popular on social media about limits and boundaries regarding access to them via social media? Where do you draw the line personally? See, for this one is the right event for David Obricks. You know, don't go to his house. If you're up.
Invite him to your wedding.
Yeah.
He might go. Like,
vlogging if you're his wedding.
I think he'll actually go to someone's wedding.
Anyways, that is so sweet. Boundaries and limits. What do you think?
I think, well, boundaries with this, like, she met them 14 years ago where social media probably wasn't that big. So for her to even still be in contact with them, like, that's kind of like sweet. Like, I think she did a really nice thing. Mm. But it's like, it's not like they were like, forcing her to come to the wedding because, like, you promised us that you would come. Like, she wanted to go because she was, like, really kind.
And she remembered.
Yeah, she remembered. I think that's really nice.
So there are a lot of fans who wants to get remembered. I don't want to put it this way, but they give, like, really unique gifts. Like, as I got, I received a hair.
Yeah, they want to leave an impression.
To be remembered through the fans, which is not a good way to be remembered at all. Because… when I was in JYP, of course, they would look it at first. And now we don't receive present from fans at all. And there's a lot of entertainments that's doing like that. Because that's very personal. And they don't know what you would get. And they can actually say more bad things like, oh, I gave you this and now you're betraying me. They don't want to make that scene. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a really good boundary of entertainments actually not… receiving gifts from fans, but also fans are thinking that it's really sad because they want to show how much they care and love. So it's really hard. Maybe like cards and writing letters mm-hmm. is okay. But personal, like, high-priced gifts,
yeah,
they don't really receive it in Korea, like most of the entertainments now. But for this, for artists, for the fans as a gift, I mean, it's a long time of yeah. a fan. It's not just like a blink and then just be like, I'm a fan, come yeah. to my wedding. It's not like that. They've been bonding together. They've been supporting each other. Mm-hmm. So that's why she remembered and she went. Like, it's actually the artist's choice
yeah.
to do that also. It cannot be always equalized, but it also has to be equalized or the other fans would really get
jealous.
Yeah, get jealous or like get hurt. So I think it's just like, it's between the artist and the fans mm-hmm. to make boundaries and, yeah, limits.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Sunmi.
Okay, we got another last submission that you want to read.
Okay, I'm going to try my best.
Or Diane can read.
Okay.
Delusional culture.
Yes.
Let's go.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Today, a past coworker at a place where I used to be a manager asked me to write them a recommendation for a position at a new job. Honestly, this person was a bad coworker. Mm. She was late a lot. Honestly, I didn't fire her because she was in college and I knew she needed the money. To get her to realize why she should not ask me for a recommendation, I asked her to write a draft for me and said that I would edit it. I hoped she would realize how bad of a coworker she was if she could not write any good things about her work. That did not happen. Mm. This girl straight up lied for 5 paragraphs. Mm. She wrote about how dependable she was and how she always went the extra mile. I could not help but laugh when I read her draft. I thought I must be reading this wrong. I don't know if she thinks I have amnesia like in dramas, but I am seriously shocked she could send me such a long and pretty lie so boldly. What do you think I should do? I'm torn between understanding of the fact that she was in college. She was a college student back when she was working with me and submitting a more vague but short letter of recommendation or letting her know I can't lie for her to get another job and not writing one at all.
Don't write it for her if she's bad. I mean, it's your choice, right? She has been asking you to write for a recommendation and there's always a no. You don't always have to say yes for a recommendation. Mm-hmm. But how you say that is the problem. But I think she's a really bold, like, what do you say? She doesn't have a mask on. Mm-hmm. Like, she's solid. She's like, I don't fucking care what happened, but I am this bitch.
Yeah.
You know? Like, not this self-aware.
Yeah, she's not self-aware. She can lie in pretty eyes and just say no. Like, no, I don't think I can write your recommendation because, for what you've been sending me for 5 paragraphs, if that was a lie, I don't want other workplace to know that you are a fucking liar. I mean, or as simple
just,
as that.
Yeah, or just be like, I'm too busy, you know? Yeah. Managing has gotten tough, so.
Because you went out, I have a lot of work, like, to do, but it's much easier.
It's much easier now that you're gone, but I still have to do it.
But then she goes, but you already read a letter.
I already
wrote it for you.
I didn't read it, actually. I'm too busy managing the business.
I mean, but it's just see it up front. She's being bold. You can be bold in front of her. You can be like, no, I don't think I can write your recommendation. And she's going to be like, why? Because there's nothing to write for you.
Yeah.
Because there's no recommendation for other people to read what's good in you.
Mm. Ooh, that
you're
was
always
pretty harsh.
Late. You're always good. You're not even hardworking. You should try next time.
What if she's like, let me try this time? I'm trying next time. I just need this one thing.
No, sorry. I mean, I can buy you scones. I can buy you butter scotch scones. But I cannot write you recommendation scripts.
It's like I'll give you your discount back from the shop.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make not gonna other people struggle like me.
Oh man.
Okay, so I mean, I know I personally have been in this position, but I'm wondering if you guys have where, for example, I've recommended a friend for a job because I believe them when they told me that they could do it, you know? And then I find out later that they were a really bad employee.
Ooh.
And it made me look bad,
yeah, it makes you look bad, you know?
And so now I don't feel like I can trust certain friends, you know, if they tell me like, oh, I'm really good at this or I can do that, you know? So have you guys ever recommended someone for something and then they didn't, you know, they didn't step up?
Yeah.
And
I have recommended somebody for a job multiple times. And they always end up get fired.
Ooh, wow, you're bad recommendation.
No, it's not. It's not me. Like when the job description comes out, they fit it perfectly. It's like you can do that. I've seen your skills. Like, and all, most of my friends are pretty smart. Yonsei.
Oh my gosh, you.
So like, I'll recommend them for certain things, and like, it works out for good, like for like a week or so. And then it just slowly like gets
tried.
Yeah, it gets worse and worse. And I don't really know if that has anything to do with my friends or the company itself. But yeah, they have been fired.
For work-wise, I don't really recommend my friends because I don't believe my friends. In work-wise. I mean, if there's something that they got to do and if they're like totally fit. I mean, if it's a benefit for them, I would. But if something they have to work on it, I wouldn't. So if, yeah, if the honor is like something that would be good for them and they could actually earn something by it, I would. But if it's something that they need work for the person, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I'll be sorry for my friend too.
How about this? What if a friend who you knew wasn't probably really fit for a certain job, but they came to you and they're like, I really need this job. Like, can you please recommend me?
Then I would do
it. Or like, even though you know that they probably can't do a very good job at it.
But I would say straight up, if you mess it up, you're missing me.
It's on you. Oh, yeah, okay.
And you need to deal with all the things and yeah, consequences later. That's going to follow you. And they're going to be like, okay, I'm going to record it. Remember, evidence.
You're gonna sign right
you need
here.
Evidence. You need to put a fingerprint. You need to pee, like, get the blood out. And then, just kidding.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I would not write the recommendation because I don't want to, and I don't want other coworkers to struggle like me.
Or one thing I like to do is like, I'll say no, but like, I feel like when everyone wants to be kind of not mean, but like negative. They'll like try to hide it through comedy. So I'll be like, I can't sign that letter. You don't even come to work, girl. Like, you don't even like, you don't even sweep.
You're even late.
Yeah. You're late. You were late today. Like, so like, I would try to do something like that. And they're like, no, just come on. I'm like, no, I gotta go. My phone is ringing. And it'd be in my hand. Like,
he's smart. All right. That was the show for today for WWJD. What would Jamie do? What would Jelly do? Yes. Before we go, email us on wwjd@thedivestudios.com. Call us +1 209-322-9953. YouTube is there also with Dive Studios, WWJD at Podcast, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, we're adding a review on iTunes. And we can find Jelly in
Instagram at Jellystagram. JellysTagram.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out. And Jelly, thank you so much for hanging out in this episode. And let's say goodbye.
Bye.
What would Jamie do?